Friday, February 27th was a cold day in Carborough, but at the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the town's newly reopened thrift store, there was plenty of warmth to be found. Local officials, Extraordinary Ventures employees, and eager shoppers alike braved the rain to celebrate the occasion. Carborough Mayor Barbara Fushi got things started.
Extraordinary things will happen here. We will have extraordinary people employed here, extraordinary customers that will come in and buy merchandise.
Fushi described her own personal experience with IDD individuals and the important role employment can play in their lives.
My brother passed away when he was 29 years old. He had cancer, but he also was born with mental, intellectual, and physical deficiencies. And in that 29 years, he graduated from high school. He attended the community college. He worked at a store up the street from our house. They loved him at that store, and he had a girlfriend. You know, so he lived a very full life. And from the website, it uses the term overlooked workforce. We're talking about our neurodivergent and IDD community, which you will come into contact right here at the Extraordinary Thrift Shop.
Lisa Cayley, the executive director of Extraordinary Ventures, described the store and nonprofit's mission to the crowd.
And as Barbara noted, it's an often overlooked workforce, one with an unemployment rate of nearly 80%. And that's not because of lack of talent or ability, that's just because of stigma. And we are going to prove them wrong.
To start, the store will employ 10 IDD workers and 14 neurotypical workers, with the goal of adding 10 more neurodiverse workers in the coming weeks. Cayley said the store uses simple methods to ensure employees understand expectations.
One of the things that we do, for example, is we have folders for each of the employees when they come in so they know what their tasks for the day are. It's just a matter of breaking down tasks. And then afterwards, we find that IDD employees are highly motivated and they do very well after short training time.
She said much of the work preparing to reopen has come from a need to restructure and revitalize the store space to make it more efficient for both IDD employees and customers. The space is brighter and far less cluttered, with neat rows of shelves and an expanded clothes section.
This is something that I feel like a lot of people, when they talk about inclusive employment of disabled people, they always talk about the accommodations that are necessary for them to work in the workplace. But actually, what's needed is good universal design. So basically, having a structured, clean workplace is not just good for IDD employees, it's good for everyone.
One of the new workers at the thrift store is Patrick Eden, a managerial assistant at Extraordinary Ventures who is on the autism spectrum.
Yeah, I work here at Extraordinary Thrift Store. I'm kind of drifting between helping with electronics and jewelry with more of a leaning toward electronics and helping set up that department as well.
Eden may be new to the thrift store, but he is not new to Extraordinary Ventures.
Really, realistically, it was my mom that first found out about them, and she helped get me through the door. But that was like, 14 years ago now? So I've been here for a while.
And now, while he helps organize the store's electronics section, he's also studying for his CompTIA A+ certification to perform entry-level IT work. But for the time being, he said he's enjoying his work at the store.
I met some faces that I haven't seen in a very long time because I actually volunteered here for a little while when it was like the PTA thrift store. Yeah, it's been going well. It's nice to be around quote unquote normal people, but I mean, who the heck is normal?
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.